can't help but sing. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because, well, because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know that he watches over me, my Lord, my Lord. In the fifth chapter of Romans, beginning with that first verse, I'll read a portion of that again. God's word says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. But when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. Hope in the precious promises. Hope in His precious promises. We find here in this scripture that I just read that Paul is telling those to whom he's writing in Rome about some things. He had already mentioned some things with Abraham, but he's telling them now. He said, now being justified by faith, we have peace. We have peace because Jesus Christ died on a cross, not because of anything he had done wrong, but because there was a death required, there was punishment required, there was all of the beating and all of those things required for the sin of the world. Not his sin, but for my sin. But now the good news is that now because of that, we're no longer separated from God. We have a relationship now with God that we could not have had while we were yet sinners. While we were sinners, we couldn't have that special, beautiful relationship that we have with God. All we had to do was accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Recognize Him as the Son of the living God. And with that recognition, somehow it seems that now we have a beautiful relationship with the one and only, the loving God of the universe. And he goes on to say that we can glory in the hope of God. We also glory in tribulation. Let's talk about glory in God. You see, what Paul is telling us, that we have some hope. We have hope now to have glory, to live with God for the rest of eternity. That's the glory he's talking about. We glory in God, knowing that now we have a relationship with Him, a positive relationship with Him, a relationship that's so good that we know that we'll live with Him forever. He's always going to be right there. He's always going to be close enough for us to whisper and He'll hear our voice. We have this relationship. God wanted that relationship with us. He wanted it so much that He allowed Jesus to come into the world and die that we might be able, through accepting Him, have that relationship, special relationship. But Paul goes on to say, but we glory also in tribulation. Well, he's saying that we joy in tribulation because somehow the more we go through, the better we become. The more we go through, the more we become purer and purer and more of what God would have us to be. He says we joy in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and from that patience we get experience, and experience we end up with hope, recognizing God is going to be there for us. We're going through these things, but we're not worried about the fact that we're going through them. We're glorying in tribulation, but I already said we're glorying also in the glory of God. We are focused on the glory of God. And so that tribulation that we're going through, that tribulation that's making us go feel that somehow it's so hard, it's so much we're going through, we can joy in it anyway. Because we are focusing on the glory. The fact that one day we're going to have a home over in glory. One day we're going to be able to be closer to God than even we are right now. But you know, as you look at that, you feel, well, okay, we know where we are right now, and one day we're going to be with God. But you know, that's not the case. We're with God right now. That relationship isn't a future relationship. That's not one of these days we're going to be over in glory and we're going to be around. No, we have a relationship with Him right now. We have a relationship with God right now. A relationship that allows us to talk with Him about everything we're going through, about letting Him know that we trust Him and we're depending on Him during all of our situations. We have a hope for glory, a hope of being over there one of these days, but already we have a relationship, and the relationship gets stronger and stronger and better as we go through tribulation and He brings us out of our trials and difficult situations. We're getting closer to Him. The more you go through, the more you recognize that He's bringing you through and bringing you out of those situations. We have a hope for glory, but we also have hope for growing stronger and having a better relationship with God on a day-to-day basis. Somehow, if we look at hope, somehow we recognize that certainly we have that hope, but we also have hope for situations that we're going through right now. There are some things that I'm going through. There are some things that you're going through, and somehow you just hope that things change. I hope the things just get better. I hope that that situation doesn't last too long. Somebody said that this morning. Somebody said, I hope that I'm able to make it through this difficult time that I'm going through. I hope. But you know, when you talk about hope, that's all right. But somehow when you talk about hope, you ought to drop the word hope sometime and say pray. Somehow you just not don't just hope that things change. You need to talk to that God that you now have that special relationship with. So hope should be connected with prayer. We recognize what we need and we hope for it. We recognize what we're going through and we hope that somehow we can get out of it. But hope is all right. But somehow because of that relationship you've got with the Lord, because of that relationship that you got with the God of the universe, that a relationship that you got as soon as you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you ought to use that relationship and not just say, I'm going through something and I hope. No, I'm going through something and I'm going to talk to God about it. I know that He's able, so why not put it into His loving hands? Why don't I give it over to the Lord? We talk too much about the things that we're looking for, but we don't talk enough to the Lord about the things that we want Him to do in our lives. He knows what we're going through. Somehow we need to have more time on our knees. We need to have more time talking to the God of the universe. He knows where we are. He knows what we're going through. And those trials and tribulations, they're only going to make you stronger, but you've got to hold on to His hand. You've got to connect with Him. We've got to recognize that somehow we need to realize that God knows what we're going through, and He wants a better relationship with us. The things that we're going through will bring about that better relationship if we'll just connect with Him through our prayers. Somebody's going through something right now. And somehow it seems that we don't realize how good God is. I guess I want to just tell you that the Word of God can tell you that whatever you're going through, He's there for you. He's going to bring you through and bring you out of it. He knows where you are. He knows what your problems are. He wants this relationship to become such that you depend on Him in everything. Recognize His love all of the time. The Holy Spirit is teaching us by reminding us of what God has already done. It reminds us that God allowed Jesus to die on the cross. He reminds us that we were sinners on our way to hell. The Holy Spirit reminds us that because of God's love, we now are able to reach out to Him because Jesus died. And now we have an opportunity to be connected directly with God. And because of that connection, we can realize change. We can realize healing. We can realize some beautiful things, but we just have to recognize that God is there to do those things for us. The scriptures let us know that no good thing will be kept from those who love the Lord. If God's got it, you need it. Why don't you talk to the Lord about it? I guess one of our biggest problems, one of our biggest things in hope, is that we don't want to hope but so long. And so somehow we say, well, I'm hoping, and then we ask the Lord about it, and He's not on time, we say. That's the way we feel. We ask the Lord about it. The children of Israel, right, they were going through some things, and somehow they prayed about it, and they looked at it, and then they got to the point where I guess they talked to one another and analyzed it. And they knew that the Lord was supposed to bring them through. They felt that He would, but somehow it didn't happen. So because of that, they stopped trusting and stopped believing that He was gonna make that difference. I guess you could say that their hope started to go away. They felt hopeless, if you will. And then Isaiah gave them a message of hope. And some of us need Isaiah's message of hope. You see, Isaiah knew that they thought that the Lord had been powerful because they read about Him. They had been told about Him, about things that He had done, how he caused the children of Israel to walk across on dry ground when they were there by the sea, and all the beautiful things that He did and changes that He made in their lives. They knew all that. They had already read that, but they got to the point where they said, well, that was good for them, but maybe now, maybe the reason that we don't have any hope is because we've been waiting a long time, and we've been praying, and it seems that our prayers aren't being heard. Somebody here right now is feeling like their prayers haven't been heard. Somebody here feels like their things aren't going the way that they thought they would when they talk to the Lord. But if you pray, that's all right. You got to do that, and you got to stay in touch with Him. You need to do that, but you need to trust in Him, and sometimes you just need to wait on Him. You see, sometimes we feel like if it doesn't happen right now, I guess that means God has said no. No, God hasn't said no. God hasn't said no yet. You need to recognize that He knows what's necessary, and on his schedule, He can bring you through and bring you out of that thing, whatever it is. We need to allow our plans to align with God. We need to allow our hope to align with God. We can continue to trust in Him and continue to allow our hope to be real as long as we realize that God is able. And if He hasn't, doesn't mean He can't. If He hasn't, it doesn't mean that He won't. We need to be willing to wait on the Lord. Isaiah said to him, said, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of His eye. He knows exactly what you're going through. He giveth power to the faint, and to him that hath no might, well, He increaseth their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But listen to this part. They that wait upon the Lord, you got to wait on Him. You got to be patient. They that wait upon the Lord. You got to believe that He really knows what you're going through. You wouldn't wait on Him if you didn't think He was coming. You wouldn't wait on Him if you didn't think He was real. You wouldn't wait on Him if you didn't think He was able. You wouldn't wait on Him unless you trusted in the Lord. He said, trust in the Lord enough to wait on Him. Recognize that He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly what the situation is. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Going through something, He'll renew your strength. Mount up with wings as eagles. You can run and not be weary and walk, great God from Zion. Walk and not faint. Got to wait on Him. Got to trust in Him. Got to know that God is real. God loves us so much. He wants a good relationship with us. Somehow we need to realize that we just need to have the hope. Put it in his hands. Hope. Recognizing that he can. Hope. Realizing that he's just waiting for us to trust him enough to leave it totally in his hands. And not to tell him when. And not to tell him how. But to just put it in his hands. Don't have to give him directions. Don't have to give him some instructions. Don't have to say, Lord, you do this, 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 and I can take it over from there. No, give it over to the Lord. Let him be in full control and recognize that when he's in full control, everything's going to be all right. They that wait can realize that. Those that put their trust in him can realize that. It may seem like it's been too long, but somehow we need to have the hope. The hope, recognizing that we can put it in his hands and just wait on it. Wait on it. Wait on it. We have a relationship with the Lord now because Jesus died to allow that relationship to exist. We've accepted him. And now because of that relationship, we are able to put every situation in the hands of the Lord. We can trust in him. Knowing that he will take care of the situations that we give over to him. Sometimes we're just not willing to let go of our problems. We keep wrestling with it, but somehow we need to give it over to a God who's able to bring us through and bring us out of those situations. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Recognize who he is and recognize that he is able to do all things but fail. That's why we can have good faith. That's why we can have hope. That's why we can know that because of who he is, we can put our situations in his hands. My hope is built on nothing less than that. My hope is built on recognizing who he is. My situations are going on and going on, but I've got hope because I got Jesus. I may have a problem, but you know what? I've got hope. I don't have a schedule, but I've got hope. I don't have a time when he's going to get it done, but I have hope. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I'm confident that I'm going to come through and out of this. I have hope. I have hope because I put it in the hands of a God who loves me so much. We have the hope of glory. We're going to end up over in glory. Oh, that's beautiful, but we have hope for the situations that we're going through right now if we're really just trusting the Lord. Sickness, financial problems, whatever it is, we have hope because we have Jesus. Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God, we thank you, Father, for the fact that we now have a relationship with you. Somehow the barriers were torn down when Jesus died on the cross. Now we have a relationship with you. And so we have the hope of glory. Oh, it's so beautiful to know that one day we'll be with you in glory. But Father, we also recognize that because of that relationship, we can have joy here. And we have hope in our situations that we're going through here right now. We thank you, Father, for the relationship. And we ask, Father, that somehow we recognize how much you love us and somehow we continue to build on that relationship. Talk to you in the morning. Call on you during our difficult times. Thank you for the blessings. Continue to stay in touch. A beautiful relationship. The more powerful, the more beautiful the relationship, the more we know we'll be able to recognize the joy of victory in all of our situations. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Father, for continuing to remind us we will go through situations. We will have problems, but we can always have hope through Jesus Christ. In his precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please stand.